Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd is a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
Salute, Tommy.
No more shines, Billy.
What?
I said no more shines. Maybe you didn't hear about it. You've been away a long time. They didn't go up, didn't they? I don't shine shoes anymore.
Relax, will you, for crying out? What's got into you? I'm breaking your balls a little bit, that's all. I'm only kidding with you.
You don't sound like you're kidding. You know, there's a lot of people around.
I mean, I'm only kidding with you. We're having a party. I mean, I just came home. I haven't seen you in a long time, and I'm breaking your balls, and you're right away, you're getting fucking fresh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
I'm sorry, too. It's okay. No problem.
Okay, salute. Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Motherfucking mother, you!
Carmine always said the Sopranos are nothing more than a glorified crew.
Let me just say how sorry I am for your loss. We all are.
Take your fucking sorries and stick them in your ass.
We decapitate and we do business with whatever's left.
Anybody ever die in your arms, you cocksucker?
No.
Well, give it time. See if I can't make that happen for you.
I don't feel like I'm sitting at 12 o'clock.
You're sitting at 12 o'clock.
So is Florida.
Hot and sticky, like my balls.
This thing should have been done during John's era. Let me tell you a couple of three things.
What the hell's wrong with you? Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
Go back to New Jersey.
Phil, what are you doing?
Take that piece of shit and get off my stoop.
But we just talked about this.
Well, cooler heads prevail.
Five fucking families, and we got this other pygmy thing over in Jersey.
Uncle Philly, my ass. There's nothing left to discuss, Carmine.
The man was a fucking disgrace.
We're gonna turn it on.
Our top story tonight, we continue to track the progress of Hurricane Flozell. The National Weather Service has issued a severe hurricane advisory and is urging everyone to stay indoors for at least the next 36 hours.
No, what happened?
The wind must have knocked the satellite dish loose.
Ah, crap, and I was going to watch G.I. Jose. I'm bored.
Yeah, this sucks. What are we supposed to do all day?
We're trying to help people, and it's impossible with these guys waving a Confederate flag every chance they get.
The Electric Company!
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Malk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
No fucking power in my house.
You still don't have it.
No, because Tucker sucks, man.
Well, hey.
Tucker doesn't suck, but
there's areas in our area that still don't have it.
A giant fucking tree on Old Norcross.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Every tree out there, by the way, has got moss and mold. And
did it fall on your house?
No, it fell across Old Norcross, which is kind of an artery between Pleasant Hill Road, or is it Pleasantdale? Pleasantdale. And,
it stretches all the way the
front. Yeah. Oh, hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 95 of Radio Labyrinth. Stephanie isn't here today.
Well, today we can play our new game.
Very sad.
Where in the world is Steph Swain Tiago?
Oh, Jesus. How you doing, Ira? Welcome back, fucking Ira.
Go get your fucking shine box. Yeah. Hi.
Hey, I'm checking. You guys talking.
He's texting now.
Oh, I'm checking with my wife.
He's opening the show and he's texting.
Still.
Well,
hey, Tim, if it's not your birthday this Sunday, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's right. Me and Jeff.
Yeah, you guys share a birthday this Sunday. Happy birthday, fellas.
Thank you.
Jeff, how old are you going to be?
Old enough.
What does that mean?
Old.
Well, yeah, you're going to be 48.
I'm starting to do that douchebag thing where I'm like, I don't want to celebrate it anymore. I'm getting old.
I don't care. How old are you going to be, Ira?
44. Yeah.
Four. The big 4-4.
What have we accomplished in those years?
I have accomplished nothing.
Me neither.
Nothing at all.
I got nothing. I'm
sitting
here.
Can't even watch TV. I'm so fucking flummoxed because I'm behind on every TV show now.
Well, yeah, but can't you? Don't you? Oh, you don't have Wi-Fi.
No.
Well, you can watch it on your phone.
Well, I do have Wi-Fi, but I can't watch it on my phone because I can't charge my phone, and I'm not going to go sit in my car.
Why not?
Because it's costly. You know, gas is expensive.
That's what our friend Stu did.
Yeah, I know, and then he complained about it for the same reason.
He didn't complain to me. He and I were talking during the Apple event.
Yeah. Oh,
I think he was sitting in his car trying to watch it.
Did you watch that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, to me, like watching the NFL draft.
It's funny. I was in an Apple store. Was that yesterday? It was yesterday, right? While they were announcing all that, and I'm looking into actually getting the SE. I'm going backwards. You know, I'm getting a little one. Yeah, you too.
Oh, hey, there's Autumn.
Sorry, I'm here.
Autumn Pritz.
Autumn Hello. Says she likes a little one.
I'm sorry,
too.
Autumn Fisher. Oh.
Okay. Autumn Fishy.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there.
Oh, that's all right.
Go ahead.
We got to get names right.
Fault. Yeah.
Yeah, you can still get the SE.
I know. Well, and so I'm talking to the woman at the Apple store, and I'm like, well, actually, I want to trade in my 6S and get the SE. And she's like, well, today might change things. You know, you might be able to get it cheaper. I was like, oh, that's right. I said, that's happening right now, isn't it? She's like, yeah. So, yeah. Check that. So three new phones. You got the X. You got the 8. You got
I think
the
it's
8
10. Plus. iPhone 10. I wasn't listening.
Oh, that's right. Because they said it's a Roman numeral.
But yeah. You know, Apple puts out this new phone. Okay, you got $999 to go buy the hunk of shit.
Well,
but you don't have a headphone jack.
Oh, I hate that. That's why I'm going back to the SE. One of the reasons.
They should just leave it. Why? Nobody cares if the screen
The future is wireless, too.
Yeah. Oh, the future can suck my balls.
But you got to charge your headphones now? Fuck that.
Yeah, that's
I like
fucking
wired
bullshit.
Headphones. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
What kind do you have?
I have is it 8?
No.
8 just came out.
You would have the 7.
Oh, sorry, then it's 7. Okay, so it's the one that they just changed so that you can't plug in your headphone jack.
Oh, look at
jack.
You.
Yeah, so that's
huh?
a 7. Is it the plus or just the regular 7?
I think it's just the regular 7.
Yeah.
So it's not the big one.
No.
No, it's not it's not the Pop-Tart.
The big girly
I have the
one
Pop-Tart.
Like Tim has.
Yeah, I don't like that Pop-Tart.
I like the Pop-Tart.
Is it because
you're old and you can't see?
That's what I was going to say.
Well, porn shows
shit.
Up good. I mean,
he likes watching
don't watch porn.
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix is good on it.
Looks great.
You were logged on to Ted Cruz's Twitter account watching some porn.
What a bad video. Why do people like these Reality Kings videos?
They're horrible.
They are terrible. They're not even trying to act. I mean, if I'm going to get immersed in an incest session or a porn video, I want it to be realistic. So, you know, I'm going to go to Zev Bellinger or, wait a minute, I shouldn't know this. Mistress T. Mistress T. Zev with a Z. Z-E-V.
Wait, I need a primer.
Who else you got? You got Tara Tainton.
Oh,
these
yeah.
are some excellent MILF
actresses.
Pornesses, yeah. porn actresses who do the, you know, the whole, oh, you caught me. Oh, we're on, you know, Tara Tainton does these ones where like, we're on vacation and, oh, we have to sleep together. Oh, you're looking at mommy's boobs?
What?
Let me help you out.
I've never been into that at all.
I haven't either, but it's so prevalent in porn now. And it didn't used to be. I remember like the Ed Meese.
Well, they had Taboo and Taboo 2 and all those.
Yeah, but those were 70s, and then they stopped making them because in the 80s,
they made like 20 Taboo movies.
They didn't have
Tracy
the same.
Tracy Lords
they were
fucked
step.
It up for everybody.
They were step. You couldn't do direct family shit, and now nobody cares. It's all over the place.
Yeah.
At least with that Ted Cruz one, it was her stepdaughter.
Yes. That's
At
true.
Least.
No blood relation.
That's right.
And that porn actress is disgusting. I don't see it. Those MILF.
It's those circus boobs.
Yeah, circus boobs, horrible Clown face. Tits. Have you guys seen this new guy in the porn? They're always.
I haven't kept up on.
No, that. You see him in the ads if you go. He looks like he's about 12, and his dick is as big as a tree. And there's always these MILFs in
new,
it.
New Tom Byron.
Oh, and he's having sex with like the huge woman.
Yes,
like not fat, but just like a large person.
And he always has his eyes are wide open, like whoa. Anyway, let's get off of porn.
Really?
Yeah,
let's have a whole
get off
porn
on porn
cast.
Well, then people will know that I occasionally
do.
Still...
They have porn casts. I bet you. They
I'm
do.
Sure they do.
We want to do a porn cast.
We do
with Mr. Skin.
Oh.
Tim was going to try and work on that.
Well, that's
point.
Not really a porn cast. That's celebs.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about Mr. Skin stuff.
Mr. Skin.
Well, Dave Attell had that show that.
That was a good show.
That was a great
Dave's
show.
Old porn?
Yeah, speaking
Dave's
of Dave,
old porn.
We just saw David Till.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys about that.
Great
was
show.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Even the comedian. Well,
the feature.
I'm not big on the opening acts usually, but I like both of them.
See, I like seeing the opening acts because it's usually local guys, and you root for them. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lace Larrabee was one of the openers. She's always good.
Autumn and I saw Dom Irrera.
Oh yeah. Laughing School.
Years ago,
yeah.
And we were sitting up in the top part of the punchline, and Autumn said to him, do you ever get nervous? And he looks at her and he goes, yeah, I've been fucking doing this for 30 years. I'm scared shitless. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I saw him at Laughing Skull recently.
What was Dom Herrera in recently? Was he in an
I'm Dying Up Here.
Yeah, I'm Dying Up Here.
I'm Dying Up Here. Yeah, that's right. That show was great.
It was great.
I finally
got renewed for season two. Yeah.
Good. I felt.
Are you guys watching the History of Comedy?
Yes. No. I have been watching.
I haven't been, no.
I caught a couple of them.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Well, because it started off kind of, we talked about it last year.
They had it ready to go. They ran like two episodes and then it kept getting preempted for shit.
Yeah. And we kept recording it. Yeah,
and
like
it would
Brian
like
Gumbel
record and then there would be some breaking news shit that was going on. So
fucking news.
Well, CNN's going to talk about Russia.
They pushed it and then now they started running them all again and they started from the beginning.
Oh, is that what happened? Because yeah. I was like, what are they in season two now? You know.
I don't know. You go back and look at the old comedy. We already know who broke the barriers, who did this and that. But I do like the way they take a look at the late 80s and in the 90s.
We thought it was structured kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's good.
Though. Yeah, it's good, though.
It's a pretty good show. CNN's okay with the documentaries, although I don't like the decades because they only tell you about the things that they think are cool.
See, I like those decades. I feel like it. Even the comedy thing, it's kind of makes it more romantic.
Yeah.
Which is just nice. I guess I wasn't really aware of the comedy scene in the 80s.
Well, I was thinking about this on the way to work because I heard on the radio that the Cleveland Indians had just won their 21st game and they broke a record, 21st in a row. Now, I don't pay attention to baseball for shit. But in the 80s or 90s, that would have been big, big news.
Yeah.
And it's not. Oh. You know, I didn't even know that they had a streak. Okay, and that's how ignorant I am of Major League Baseball at this point. So you have to really be interested in something now to know anything about it.
Of course, today they'd be called the Cleveland Native Americans.
The First Peoples.
Right.
I shop at the Indian Bank.
We used to.
Yeah, we went to First Citizens.
Home of the ATM machine called Pronto Tonto.
Yes,
get out of here.
No, the ATM was called Pronto Tonto, and it was like an Indian,
shit.
A red Indian, by the way.
Leave it to upstate New York.
No, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
And they changed the mascot to a colonial soldier with the trifold hat.
Oh,
and
they changed
and
it
the bayonet.
When?
Yeah. Oh, no.
They got off that way before it. That somebody came down on them. They good on them for changing it, but
yeah,
they saw it coming.
So yeah, David Tell was great. You know, he was really really funny. Who else did? What
I
else?
Tried to talk to him after, but he didn't hang around.
No,
but,
of course not.
I mean, he went. Just he said, "I'll see you outside" at the end of the show, and then I went outside, and he never came out. I stood out there and smoked a cigarette, and
he didn't have anything to sell.
Hey, I'll see you outside.
I think he had merch, but he had somebody there selling it.
Huh.
Dave's a tough voice.
Isn't that a sober guy thing to do?
What, leave?
Yeah, because you don't want the temptation.
Is he sober now?
Yeah, isn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's sober.
He didn't have anything to drink when he was on stage.
There you go.
I mean, Insomniac was a while back. That was a whole show.
That was a long time
ago. I love that show.
14 or 15 years ago.
Yeah. Was it that long ago?
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm old.
He was great, though.
I mean, we're old, Jeff.
Do you remember any of his jokes from that night?
The
little people.
I was mad that he didn't do the bit about the little people that he did last time I saw him.
Oh, yeah. Don't repeat that.
Yeah, I won't.
No.
Not repeatable, even on the podcast.
So that was how we wrapped up Dragon Con weekend. We went to Dragon Con, I guess, Saturday.
Have you even talked about Dragon Con?
No. Well, we haven't been on since.
Right.
What did we do there?
Well, I missed it.
I know you were out of town.
It's fucking Ira.
I was pissed, man. I had a great time last year.
Jeff and Steph and I met up and went to the John Cusack. The I couldn't be bored or to be any. He looked bored out of his mind.
No shit.
He was a little. What
I'm
was the word?
To
aloof.
Be here.
Yeah, he was very aloof. So I gave him a softball question.
And he said to you, I saw the video. Yeah. He was like, great question.
Yeah. Maybe I'll insert it here when I get home.
Please throw it in.
Insert this.
Steph got up and asked him a question. Hers was good.
I didn't hear that one.
I have that also. You'll hear it in a second.
Okay, great.
Not right now, but of course,
I know.
When I edit in the thing. You know.
Maybe someday, not mine, of course.
Maybe someday, not mine, of course. And people were asking questions. Can I borrow
$2? Oh, jeez. Did they really do it?
Yes, all those stupid cliches.
Well, how did he react to that shit?
He took it in stride.
Did he
kind of talked a little bit about how when he first started doing the cons and stuff, he was kind of, people thought he was kind of anti some of his work, like, he didn't mention it by name, but he was talking about like Better Off Dead and One Crazy Summer. And
he hates those.
Well, he said that at the time he seemed like he wasn't as fond of those as he should be or whatever.
He wants to be a serious actor.
Yeah.
He said he's kind of got over that now. And
yeah. Fucking lighten up, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I got up and asked him about the movie Max, which I brought up on the show before. Did you ever end up watching that?
No.
Well, it has Noah.
I know of it.
Noah Taylor is in it with him, and Noah Taylor plays a young Hitler fresh out of World War One. In where were they? Were they in Vienna or were they in another city? I think they were in Vienna.
Yeah,
because it's an artist, whatever. But I don't remember.
Minsk.
So Minsk isn't in Austria, is it?
No, it's in Poland.
Okay, are you sure about that?
He also invaded Poland.
Autumn, where's Minsk?
It's in Poland. A sexual journey from Milan to Minsk.
Oh right, yes.
Yeah, what's that from?
It's from Seinfeld. But what's the movie? It's
Rochelle.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I get up and ask him a question. I said, hey, how difficult was it for you to get Max made at the time?
Yeah.
And how does it, and this was, I knew he would, you know, take the bait. I said, and how does it relate to today's current political
Here we go.
And he went off and he gave the answer I was looking for.
Sure.
But he seemed interested in the question.
Yeah.
Which I also figured he
would. Which is all the whole point, to get out there and try to be, you know, try to get him.
We didn't make it to the parade this year.
Yeah. No, we decided to go down after.
Did you watch it on TV?
I watched it on TV.
I'm gonna always support it, and I always will love Dragon Con. But I don't know that I can go anymore. It's just it's too packed.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty big. They gotta expand.
Yeah, I can't.
That's what I on the app you can do feedback. So I did a bunch of feedback saying like, you know, I've been going to Dragon Con for almost 20 years now, and I've never been turned away from a panel before.
Right.
And I got turned away from the Matt Smith panel.
That's too popular. I mean, you know. It'll suck if they move it somewhere else.
They're putting their best people in their biggest rooms, and they're still packing them to standing room only capacity, and they couldn't even let more people in to stand.
I mean, what could they, you know, they could move it to...
Well, they'd in order to move it...
They need to take over more floors of the America's Mart and put more stuff over there.
There's just too much going on.
Well, you can't even go to the vending. You can't go to the vending area because you cannot move.
There's a huge line to get into the vending area.
Who wants to wait to wait to shop?
I don't want
to
stand in line to go shop.
That was one of my favorite parts of it last year. I loved shopping.
I wanted to go in there too because I wanted to see Jim Mahfood, comic book artist that I like.
Mahfood?
Yeah, he did the Clerks animated series.
Oh, that was a cool show. Yeah. I remember one time I was in there and ended up getting in a 20-minute discussion with a kid about My Little Pony, and I just wanted to run away. But
and our buddy from the podcast, Ming Chen, was over there, too, in the in that vendor area. I couldn't
what
get
show
in
is
there.
He on?
Comic Book Man.
Comic Book Man, I don't... That's a good show when I've seen it. I know it's a good show, I just haven't watched it. And then what was the other thing? Autumn, we couldn't get in. The first day we went, we couldn't get into the Walk of Fame because there was a huge, huge line.
Yeah, they were saying it was like a half hour to get in.
But I did. We did go in on Sunday, and I got because we were supposed to interview Jonathan Frakes, and I was excited about that.
Ooh. That would have been cool.
I wanted to talk to him about North and South, which is a miniseries he did with Patrick Swayze. It was a huge NBC miniseries in the 80s about the Civil War. Kirstie Alley, Patrick Swayze, like I said.
Yes.
Jeannie Francis, which is Jonathan Frakes' wife. She was Laura on General Hospital.
Nope.
You didn't know that? Luke and Laura?
Well, I knew about the show. I never watched it.
I didn't know Jonathan Frakes was married to her.
Yeah, they've been married for a very long time.
Oh, they're still married?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to talk to him about the Dukes of Hazzard. He was Boss Hogg's nephew.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
We had a bunch of stuff we were going to talk to him about, but then he
bailed.
Well, then the Fish album.
We were going to ask him about
the Fish.
What's that song called? Riker's Mailbox.
Riker's Mailbox. Yeah.
It's on Hoist.
They've never played it in concert.
Well, it was just a weird little...
Yeah, but they ought to have Jonathan Frakes coming, like when they're playing in Hollywood or something.
Yeah.
Just have him come out and play it.
What do you play, the trombone, right?
Yeah, playing trombone.
Do you really think moving the con to America's Mart would...
Not the con, but...
Move more of the stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe...
I would like them to move it to the World Congress Center because it's huge.
Yeah, World Congress Center.
But they would not be able to do it on Labor Day because they have the Chick-fil-A game over.
Right.
Well, that's fine because it's already such a busy day for the city anyway.
Right. I know that they're married to that so much, but, you know, like I said, they're not going to change it. And I understand why.
They're not going to move it off Labor Day, but they got to expand to more rooms.
Why not move it off of Labor Day, though? There's plenty of other weekends where, like, people have Mondays off.
Think of Memorial Day.
Right.
No, Memorial Day.
There's, what is it, Columbus Day is coming up? Is it
Columbus
October? No. Don't put it on Columbus Day.
Well, the Dragon Con people wouldn't give a shit about that.
No. But, you know, it was great to see all the people. I like the people watching. I like to see people smiling, having fun.
Sure.
And here's something that I mentioned last year that I'm going to mention again. You went to Dragon Con 15 years ago. You didn't see diversity at all. You just saw white nerds.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you saw two or three other kinds of people, but now, I don't want to be. I don't want to label people. You know what I mean? I don't mean it in a negative way.
We saw yarmulkes.
But now it's great. You have people from all walks of life there with their children, and everybody's got a costume on. Everybody's having fun. Right. And I love that part of it. But just, you know, expand it. Make it bigger.
Even the Jesus people were there this year.
Oh, yeah. They were hilarious.
Jesus built my hot rod.
No, they were, you know, the, yeah, you repent now.
That anti-gay pride sign.
They never had that before.
It was hilarious.
I've never seen it before. Yeah. You know, there's always somebody shouting.
Guys are everywhere.
Shouting some sort of bullshit.
I just hate that when they have kids with them handing out little pamphlets.
Oh, yeah. The propaganda.
Oh, I know.
My parents propagandize me.
Yeah.
That's better than still what they're doing to their kids in
but
the Middle
East. 82,000 or something they said this year.
So 82,000.
Like 4,000 more people than last year, I think.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. Good for Dan.
Good for them, motherfuckers. Jeff.
Yeah, good for them.
I just gotta get more room somehow.
Yeah.
Wait, before you're off of best costume you saw.
God. What was the best costume I saw?
All right, let me rephrase that. Hottest chick that you saw in the best costume.
There's different tiers of things.
Right. Yeah. What am I still thinking about when I'm in the bathroom
best
at night?
Best Leia you saw in the best outfit.
There was a really good Leia in the parade.
See, Slave I
Leia.
Knew Jeff would come through.
Yeah, Slave
course,
Leia.
Slave
she was
Leia.
on the float with Darth Vader.
Nice.
No. Episode 7 Leia. Oh, God, yeah.
Episode 2 Leia.
There was an 85-year-old lady playing that lady from Game of Thrones.
Yes. Oh, yeah?
That was
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You saw a lot of Thrones?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as we may have, we were speculating a little bit, any blood drives?
Not one.
I didn't think so.
Were looking like crazy, too, and
that's what I knew was going to get canceled.
Yeah, that's what I said on the Facebook group.
I thought that would be a long shot, though.
82,000 people. At Dragon Con and not one blood drive cosplay.
Shit, I should have come and done Slink. Yeah, I would have been the one.
You know, the best costume I saw was a guy dressed as Ducky.
Yeah,
from 16 Candles.
And you knew it right away?
Like, well, he looked just like him.
Yeah.
Do you see that picture of him?
Maybe it was really John Cryer.
I did not. Is it on your Facebook?
No, it's on my Instagram. I stay away from Facebook pretty much.
I mean, what's John Cryer doing? Maybe it was him.
No, it wasn't John Cryer. Too tall.
There was a Deadpool Teletubby mashup.
Yeah.
That was, you know, the Teletubby Poe.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Dead Poe.
Okay.
It was pretty funny. And prayed.
Or I saw the sexual chocolate guy last year. That was great.
If loving the Lord is wrong. We are going to be talking about the fall television. Now, most fall television, not most of it, but a lot of it has started already. But we're going to be telling you about the shows that we like and some things that are kicking off between now and the first week of October. Now, I wanted to talk Preacher, wanted to talk Blood Drive, all sorts of shit, but I'm not caught up on...
Your power's been out.
You saw the last Blood Drive, right?
Yeah, but I kind of noped out on Blood Drive toward the end.
Yeah, it did lose its way, but
it
I watched it.
Yeah, I watched it too, but Autumn, do you watch Blood Drive?
No.
Nah,
it's...
Watch the first 5-6 episodes.
Is it on Bravo?
No, it's not on Bravo, but there are gay people in it.
Oh, God. Okay, then maybe I'm interested.
Yes.
If they took Below Deck and started killing everybody
and made it a race.
Death boats.
Yes.
Right.
Death boat.
Then it would be.
See, that's a. Why
death
not?
Boat.
Blood boat.
All right, write it tonight.
Blood boat.
That's
blood
what
boat.
It was. The season two was going to be Blood Island.
Really?
Yeah, because at the very end, he went to that island.
Oh, wow.
You had to see his
and
ass.
And that was
the final thing you see of the show is his ass.
Yeah.
Great.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
So we won't talk about Blood Drive. We should wait for stuff, maybe.
Yeah, maybe next Monday night we'll talk about that. Mr. Mercedes, I'm not caught up on yet either because I can't download it. I mean, I can't.
You can't watch it on your
what
Dish,
is it, Star?
Dish Network.
No, it's...
It's Dish Network.
Was it on Amazon?
Audience Channel.
Audience Channel on Dish Network. It's a very well-done show.
I've heard,
yeah,
though.
It's really good.
I saw It over the weekend.
Yes.
Did you guys see It? Did you see it, Autumn?
Seen it.
No, how was it?
Assessment, please.
As a movie, it is really, really well done. As an adaptation of the book, as far as the kids go, and taking them from the 50s and putting them in the 80s, it was very, very well done. Here's the thing. Nothing scared me. I'm not usually prone to being scared in horror movies.
I think you're lying. Stu said he got scared once.
I don't get scared.
What is scared? Is scared like surprised or like creeped out? Because I feel like a lot of, quote, scary movies lately have just been like super creepy and gross.
Okay. Did you guys see The Babadook?
Yeah.
The Babadook was a very creepy, scary film. Original. That movie, Get Out. that came out.
I haven't seen that. I want to see that movie.
Oh, I haven't seen it. I want to see
it. Oh,
my
God.
It's coming to HBO. So
it's got a twist or something, right?
Well, it has a twist, but it's just a very original premise.
It's not scary, scary.
No, but it's good. It's very good. If you've read the book as many times as I have, and it's one of my favorites.
How many times?
At least 20 times.
Really?
Over the years. Yeah, I love it. I just love that story. I love it from start to finish.
Yeah.
And you know everything's coming up. How can you be scared? And that's the way it was for me. And then there were some things I didn't like that they changed. The character of Mike Hanlon, who's the African-American kid that lives in Derry, and he has to deal with being Henry Bowers' neighbor, and Henry Bowers is the bully. And you'll see this in the movie, but he ended up staying in town while everybody else left after they fight it. And he becomes the town historian. He was played, I think, by Tim Reed in the TV movie. Wasn't Tim Reed in the TV movie? Was John Ritter in that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, John Ritter might have played Ben Hanscom. So anyway, Ben Hanscom is the fat kid that they call Jugs, and Henry tries to carve his name into his belly, and that's how he meets the other kids. They flipped them around. So here's in an era where, and I'm just, these are just things I think about. In an era when there isn't enough diversity and people are saying we need more black characters,
right?
This kid and the adult, Mike Hanlon, was a very major part of the book, and in the movie, he's just a kid.
They just made him white?
No, they made him black. I mean, they left him as an African-American. They show him getting beat up and bullied.
Yeah.
But that's it. And then his grandpa yells at him because he won't kill a sheep as a farmer. Very different story in the book and a more likable character in the book.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't enjoy the movie because I know too much about the story.
Maybe it was
as opposed to, what was the other Stephen King thing that came out?
The Dark Tower.
No, not Cujo.
Dark Tower.
Yeah, Dark Tower. I'm never going to watch that movie ever.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Dark Crapola.
But I give it, four stars. It was a good movie.
Oh, good.
By the way, the fucking power is still out. They took the tree down, so I guess people can drive on Old Norcross Road. Fuck you, Georgia Power.
Hey, they've been working their asses off.
Yeah, they're trying to do a lot.
Yeah,
do you know how many people were without power across Georgia? Over a million. I think maybe 40 million. No, I don't know.
Hasn't ever gotten windy before. Come on, trees.
This doesn't happen in Maryland, does it?
No.
No, never.
Power never goes out.
There's no... Nope. A
tree fell on our friend Carrie's house. Did you see the picture?
No, I didn't. Is she okay?
Yeah, everybody's fine, but the tree fell on their house.
Ugh, I gotta go home. There's no air.
Hey, I had to play Scrabble in Candyland.
So?
I'm suffering
over
here.
At least you don't have kids.
Right.
To have no power and kids, yikes.
Oh, my God. Well, we have dogs. And the big night of the hurricane, I guess, was Monday night.
Yeah.
And Rocky, the bulldog, it'd take him outside and he wouldn't poop. And we have that gigantic backyard and he would just go in the corner and huddle where it wasn't raining.
Yeah.
And then we kept dragging. It took about 5 attempts to, and then finally Caitlin, who can manage him better than I can, she just dragged him by the collar up in the corner and poop, and he did.
Stuck a finger up his butt.
No, we didn't do that.
Did you express his anal glands?
Yes, yeah. I did, definitely. So we got some Burger Bucks stuff to talk about, don't we?
Well,
did we pick a winner this week?
We did pick a winner.
What's his name or her name? You don't remember.
Jeff started telling me about the burger.
We were talking on Facebook. It's
Lou
Conigli.
Did you get a hold of him?
I did.
Okay, good.
Speaking of DragonCon, we met him at the last year.
No, we didn't.
We didn't?
No.
I thought we did.
Mm-mm. We didn't meet Luke and Iglio at DragonCon last time.
Nope, you didn't.
Nope.
Nope, we didn't.
Nope.
All right, I'm fucking up. Edit that up.
Yeah. No, I don't edit the thing.
I know you
do. No, but did you get
unless he messes up. Edit
it. Yeah.
Did you get your box or a notification or anything?
I got a notification that it was delayed.
Yeah, that's what I'm got to. And I think Lou got the same thing.
Well, tell everybody about Burger Box and how they can benefit if they're a fan of the show.
Well, you go to burgerbox.com, burgabox.com/labyrinth, and you can get a trial box for like $20 off normal price. So it's like ends up being like $40-something.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few different burgers and a few different mac and cheese and a few different fries you can choose from. Or you can get the burger of the month, which I think you can use the code Labyrinth for a discount on that.
Mm-hmm.
See, just because you guys love us, you get treated to this.
Right. So, and go ahead. Is there more?
Well, this month it's called the Notorious PIG. It's the first time they've ever done a repeat because usually it's supposed to be a new burger every time.
Yeah.
But I guess people are clamoring for this.
You want to hear what's in this thing?
Yeah.
The September Burger Box includes the Notorious PIG. It's 2 8-ounce Angus beef patties, bacon, Italian sausage, pulled pork, notorious P.I.G. slaw, American cheese, and potato bread for grilled cheese buns. Now, listen to this. You get chowder fries.
Chowder.
16-ounce wedge fries. Whatever. You get wedge fries. Bacon, clam chowder, lemon, and scallion. Now, this is to put on the fries. Steak bomb mac and cheese, which is 16 ounces of four cheese mac and cheese with shaved steak, peppers, and onions.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It looks amazing.
Yeah, and it'll make you very full. How it works.
Plus you get the coleslaw and the baked beans.
Yeah. How it works. Join the monthly club and never miss out on a Burger Box original recipe again. They will ship your box on the third Wednesday of every month. Expect to receive it 1 to 2 days from their shipping
date. Unless there's a hurricane.
Right. Upon receiving the box, either refrigerate it, freeze it, or cook it up because it's an amazing burger feast and you would hate for it to spoil. Within 30 minutes, you'll enjoy the most mind-blowing meal you've had all month. They guarantee it. Wait to hear the announcement of each month's box on the first of every month. I read that wrong. All subscriptions can be paused, canceled, or renewed at any time. And don't say they didn't warn you after you spread the news about your Burger Box subscription. Expect to hear from a lot of old friends who don't have enough money to buy their own.
I see how it works.
So what you get in the box is two never-before-seen 8-ounce burgers, one 16-ounce tray of over-the-top mac and cheese, which is one of my favorite parts of it, 16-ounce tray of original recipe loaded french fries, a side of slaw, a side of Boston's famous baked beans, and easy-to-follow cooking instructions. Look, it's all pictures, so if you can't read good, then, yeah. So, listen, each month, for less than it costs to go to your local eatery, you can be a part of culinary history. You and a special person, or three, depending on your relationships, will have an epic night to look forward to each month. They'll ship all the ingredients right to your kitchen, and you prepare the meal. This is for real burger lovers, not for the faint of heart. Okay. So do that right now, and you could be eligible every month to win on Radio Labyrinth if you go to iTunes and leave us a review, or if you sign up to be a patron at patreon.com/Tim Andrews. We have a new patron to mention. He joined us last week. His name is Ryan Humans, our newest producer, and I'm going to read these real quick. We got Wendy Muller.
Love her.
She is our top producer.
Wendy.
And before I read this list, I want to put it out to people. I was thinking this on the way in. What are some rewards? And you guys think about this too. What are some of the rewards we can start giving out to people every month other than a monetary prize? What's something unique and interesting we can give to people?
I thought of a good one recently.
Start thinking about them.
I thought you had that shirt we were going to give away.
Well, I can do that at any time. That's a giveaway. Okay, what's your idea?
Free advertisement for whatever business they might be running.
Hey, that's good. Free commercial at the end of the show or a live read.
For $50 or something.
Yeah. See, thanks, Autumn. You're already helping us.
Hey, I'm
I was
thinking,
so me and Jeff and Tim and Steph have these epic group texts usually almost every day.
Yeah.
And we loop somebody in just for one day.
That is good. That is good.
Because they're hysterical.
Jeff?
Yeah.
A lot of nudes in those?
No. Yeah.
I'm not doing a lot of pictures. Nudes.
Sometimes there's nudes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But they're
Steph's
not of any of us.
Usually the one that's sending the nudes.
Yes.
Tim sent that one that we talked about. Did we talk about that? Yeah.
What nude? Oh, yeah. Well, that was the big BBC.
we did talk about that.
All right. So let's do this real quick. Wendy Muller, our top patron. Thank you very much. We got Ryan Humans, who's new. Welcome aboard. Darren Downey, Ryan O'Connor, Dan Carroll from DragonCon, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Daniel Pitts, Chris Colhard, Mac Kennan, Zach Pittman, JB, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, congratulations, Lou, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, who's also, up there, Keith Tate, Herb Lamb, Jose Parales, Trent, and Dustin Lawler.
Yeah, good folks.
So, guys, I'm starting my own thing of the month.
Oh, thing of the
month. I want you to just call them Vag of the Month.
Oh,
and, it's a fleshlight sleeve. You get a new one every month.
Yeah, you get a new porn star or actress who's willing to, I would think that Lindsay Lohan would probably get a mold of her vagina made. You'd do that, wouldn't you, Lindsay?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Will it come with the sores?
I got a couple banged up.
Yeah?
I did like a couple months ago, so.
Are you smoking right now, man?
Is that Scarlett Johansson? Or
no, I quit smoking.
No, it's Lindsay Lohan.
You sound great.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm looking good, too. I think I saw some pics.
Yeah, you doing any more movies with that porn guy?
ever since I became a Muslim.
James
it's been a really beautiful journey.
What's it like?
But I'm still seeing that guy.
What's it like being a Muslim, a redheaded Irish Muslim?
It's pretty like, well, it's like you really just become more self-reflective.
Any more Herbie movies coming out?
Herbie. She's been in Herbie since she was a kid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was like a long time ago.
What about a reboot?
What about Parent Trap? Kind of update
Parent
that.
Parent Trap 2.
Yeah, I was thinking we could do like an updated Parent Trap.
Where it's a...
But like, I'm in the club, you know?
Yeah.
And I lose my parents. I forget what this movie's about.
It's about...
Is it something about like my... My parents, like I've lost them or something.
Well, see, the original movie was
twins.
Haley Mills.
I don't think
right,
she's
like
make
me and
it
my twin are lost in a club.
Yeah,
and like my parents don't know that like I'm the one that they've lost, and not the one that's like not missing.
Well, here's my update to the Parent Trap, Lindsay. I'm going to pitch it to you. Maybe you can get with your Hollywood
okay.
people. All right, you play twins.
Let me get my manager on the phone.
Yeah, you play twins. You don't
I
need
can't
to call
do
him right now.
No, my just, religious spiritual advisor.
Yeah, just hit record on your little device there. You can play this from Mahmood. So you play lesbian twins who are incestuous, who adopted a Somali child and his twin. So then you get divorced, and then the Somali children try to get you two back together.
Oh.
It's very update, modern, progressive.
I'm getting Disney on the phone.
Yeah. Uh-oh. You better wash your CPAP machine. Lindsay, hello?
Yep.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to let you go now.
Darth Lohan.
All right. All right. Thank you.
You guys. Yep. Salaam alaikum.
All right. You guys want to do fall preview?
Yeah.
Autumn, were you able to look at that sheet?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of twins, did you watch The Deuce before you lost your power?
I saw The Deuce when it was the preview. So they haven't put up the second episode yet.
The first one just aired this Sunday. You could watch it early.
I watched
it. A lot of us did.
Yeah. That was a good show.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm looking forward to all the...
I fried up a couple eggs and nailed them on the wall, and I went, hey, look who it is. It's Maggie Gyllenhaal.
We're calling it Knobs and Eggs.
So is Maggie Gyllenhaal supposed to be Linda Lovelace?
Well, it's kind of like that, yeah.
But she's not really Linda Lovelace.
No.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those first episodes of an HBO show where they're setting everything up, but it's got potential. Franco, I wasn't 100% on most of the way through the episode. Mm-hmm. And by the end, especially when he started playing twins,
yeah,
I was like, damn, yeah, he's good. All right.
Why do they both have a mustache, though?
Well,
if you're going to play twins.
Well, it's the 70s.
His brother was... You know, diverse enough from him that it was good. I'm in, man.
When are they going to have the Al Goldstein character on that?
Well,
that
sure.
Screw gonna... Pig. You remember that magazine, Screw?
Listen to this podcast I listen to every now and then called The Rialto Report.
The Rialto Report.
Yeah, they do a whole episode on that because they were consultants on that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's about like the old.
Right.
I mean,
when it comes to 80s
porn,
Jeff ought to be the consultant because he knows everything about that.
Oh, these guys really know everything.
See, my mom won't watch this show, even though she watches all HBO shows.
Right.
Because she
too much
lived,
porn?
No, she lived in, you know, New York City when growing up. You know, both my parents grew up there. And it almost depresses my mom when she sees shitty New York like that.
New York was a hellhole before Giuliani.
And
even up until... The 90s, it was shitty.
Well, that's when Giuliani came
out. Oh, okay.
And I was talking to her about this. She's like, I won't watch that.
Giuliani cleaned that whole area up, sold a lot of the property to Disney. And I haven't been to Times Square in a long time, I guess since 2009. But it looks great. It's a great place. You can take your kids there. There's lots of lights.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I mean, I want to ask my mom.
You
can
stay at the shittiest hotel in
Times Square. Did it look that bad back then? You know, I guess it did.
It did. Jeff and I went there in 1989, and it was disgusting.
Yeah.
And then, tons of porn shops.
Yeah.
I loved
strippers.
Yep. Matt and I, our friend Matt, he and I went to, I guess it was 90, it would have been 94. 1994, we went there in September.
Yeah.
And it was still pretty crappy, and he had a $20 bill in his hand, and some guy just took it out.
Well, that serves him right for having a $20 bill in his hand.
Yeah, and there was a porn theater right across from the Ed Sullivan Theater where Letterman did a show. Yeah. But that was a cool trip. We saw Sandra Bullock dropping stuff out of a window.
Just randomly?
What, like her bedpan?
Well, he used to do dropping stuff out of the window into a tub. And who was the guy that was his producer, the black guy?
Oh,
Biff Henderson.
Biff Henderson was outside. I said, "Hey, Biff," and he waved. And then we went into the store where Mujibur and whatever those guys were.
Oh yeah. That's right. Those guys are great.
So that was interesting. All right, you guys ready to do the fall preview?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, since we've passed September 11th, anybody watch Monday Night Football? Well, I didn't because I didn't have power.
I'm not watching football.
You did not watch Monday Night.
I did too. It was on.
What did you watch?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I watched a little because my fantasy team needed like 7 points and I didn't get there.
Oh, yeah. I won this week.
But I did not.
I had Aaron Rodgers. You know what team he's on, don't you, Autumn?
Yep. He is on the Packers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Autumn's husband's
team. More than I do.
He's a Packers fan diehard, right?
Autumn's Googling fast now.
No,
I swear. No. If you ask me a question... If it's like a quiz, I never cheat.
You know who they're playing this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, no. Give me the city and I'll say the team.
Atlanta.
Oh, darn.
You know, every Sunday during football season, I refrain to my wife, you are the luckiest woman ever.
Why?
Because I don't watch football.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
One of my best friend's husbands is like super into football, but also super into baseball. So she gets no break.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing. I don't watch baseball. I will watch the Yankees every now and then. Or the Sox.
Oh, he does like the double screens. You know, he's got the TV screen. He's got his phone. He's got the laptop open.
I do that on Sundays with the NFL. I watch Redbox.
Really? He watches different stuff on his iPad.
Red Zone.
Red Zone, sorry.
I hate Red Zone.
Why?
Because I don't. So I want to follow it like a story. You know, I want to follow the beginning to the end of the game. I don't want to see highlights because I don't know. Like, it changes so quickly. So I don't know who's.
I like, treat it like porn. I just want to see the money shots.
Oh, see?
That's what we like.
I want the story. I almost, in porn, like, I don't want to see when they have sex.
Why? You like the story?
No, I don't want the story, but I want, like, the buildup. The sex part's gross.
She likes the kissing and the cuddling.
And the groping and the whatever. You know what I mean? Like, all that stuff.
I like this part. Ready?
See, that's when the sex stuff happened. It's gross.
Is that what that sounds like? I don't listen with the sound.
Oh, and this sound.
You can get that on Red Zone. Octobox. Jeff, how'd your Giants do?
They lost.
They did? I thought they won that game.
No, they lost.
To the Cowboys.
The
dreaded
so
Cowboys.
Sad.
Yeah. Giants aren't that good anymore.
Only scored 3 points.
Well, my friend Mark texted me and said, have you seen the opening to to football with Carrie Underwood?
Yeah. Didn't they bring back Hank?
I don't know, but he was like, it is the worst thing ever.
Carrie Underwood's on NBC. So, yeah, that would have been Sunday night's
That would have been Sunday night's, yeah. Right. So not
but I know they brought Hank back.
Well, anyway.
Anyway.
He thought it was the cheesiest thing yet. I haven't seen it, but he was
it's Carrie Underwood.
All right.
She sings that really good song with, the Australian guy.
He says it's very Simpsons-esque, you know.
Oh, it is?
Hey, we're going to have some football.
Hey, yeah. It's football time.
they make fun of everything like it's cheesy as shit.
Oh, crap. All right, so.
So, all right, football.
The Bills
what
won.
Else? Oh.
Yeah, so it's the NFL, Monday Night Football.
Everybody's team's won but mine.
Yeah, get your weekly dose of football and politics and social justice warriors on ESPN. September 13th, which is when we're recording this tonight. Oh, my goodness, South Park is back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and South Park's take this week is South Park season 21. 21, God, we're old. Takes on white nationalist movement. Protesters armed with tiki torches and Confederate flags take to the streets of South Park. Randy comes to grips with what it means to be white in today's society. I'm sure that is going to be fun.
I know it, but I don't think I should say it.
All right. Hey, it's that guy. Remember that episode?
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Broad City comes back tonight, too. That's a good show.
Yep.
Autumn, do you watch Broad City?
No, I want to watch it.
Yeah, you should watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I feel like I would like it. I'm telling you, I'm very reality show based.
Oh, man.
It's horrible.
We'll get to that.
Just pretend it's a reality show.
A lot of Netflix.
We'll help you with that.
A lot of Netflix debuts this fall. On September 15th, we got American Vandal, which is a new comedy series. Looks good. Let's see. On y'all's birthday, you got the 69th Annual Primetime Emmy Awards.
Oh, yeah? Hosted by?
Who the fuck knows?
Is it Kimmel?
Well, it's on CBS, so I don't know if it's Kimmel.
No, I don't know.
Huh.
Emmy's host. Let's see. We got the computerized Stephen Colbert. Even worse, I will not be watching it. Vice Principals is back for his second season, and that looks really good.
Yeah, so excited for that.
Trailer for that.
Yeah, doesn't it look great?
Yeah.
Let's see. Vietnam War is a new PBS documentary.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to that, too.
I'll watch any Ken Burns show.
Ken Burns is great. Yeah.
Can't show the CBS one anymore. It triggers too many people. September 18th, you have Dancing with the Stars, season 25.
Anybody watch that at all?
Autumn probably watches that.
No. I tune in every once in a while when someone from a show that I watch is on
I watched when Corolla was on. That was the only time I ever watched.
Ugh, but it's so bad. It's just so badly done.
All right, who do we have this year, this season? We have Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank.
Shark Tank.
Crazy. From Shark Tank. Debbie Gibson, who still looks like very lovely.
Eh.
Derek Fisher, don't know who that is.
It's Adam's husband, Derek.
Drew Scott, who is one of those house flipper guys.
Oh, the teeth.
Yeah, the teeth. Frankie Muniz.
Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Jordan Fisher, don't know him.
Also my husband.
Lindsay Sterling, I don't know who that is. Nick Lachey.
We know who that is.
He's from a boy band.
Yes, and he was on a reality show, wasn't he? Wasn't he married?
Yeah, he was on that show with his wife.
Yeah, but what's
her?
Jessica
Lachey.
Yeah, what was her name? Jessica
Simpson.
Simpson. Nikki Bella, don't know her.
Sounds like a porn star.
Sasha Pietiers. Terrell Owens.
Sasha Pietiers.
Vanessa Lachey. Victoria.
That's it, Vanessa Lachey.
Arlen. Alan.
That's who he's married to now.
Bernstein. Okay, Artem Chigvinstev.
What? He's going to win. I'm saying it right now. Whoever that is, he's winning.
How are these people celebrities?
Yeah, every season it's like, why are they called celebrities?
Dancing with the
Hope. Dancing with the what?
Cheryl Burke.
Dancing with Hope.
Emma Slater. Lindsay Arnold. Keo Motsepe.
Yeah. We're
Gleb Sachvenko.
The Satch.
What is this? A Russian Dancing with the Stars or what?
These are the dancers.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Now you're getting into
I see. Okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Then you have Tom Bergeron's the host. Aaron Andrews is a host. Yeah. So, gee. If you watch that show, I hope you enjoy it. I'm not going to watch that
Bergeron
show.
Bergeron was... What? Yeah. Go ahead.
It's too drawn out, too. They make a meal out of every contestant and every dance and every reaction. It's too long.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
It's like an hour and a half or something each
episode. Cheesy.
September.
Yeah, time for that crap.
September 19th, Jerry Before Seinfeld. It's Jerry Seinfeld's new stand-up comedy special on Netflix. That's sure to be good.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, why is it called that? That's what I want to know.
I'm looking forward
to seeing it.
Because it's, I guess, but it's his new, I mean, it's not an old stand-up.
No, I think it means Jerry is Jerry Seinfeld, not just Seinfeld. Jerry Before Seinfeld. I don't know. Gotham returns on September 21st. It's season 4.
Nah.
He's going to put on the costume this season.
Who, the kid?
Yep.
The little kid. How old is this kid?
Not the full costume.
Oh, I don't
want to start.
I don't want to see Teen Batman. Hey, where's the Joker?
Nah, his voice changed somewhere.
My parents aren't alive.
Between season 2 and season 3.
Alfred. September.
My oatmeal's cold.
I'll help you, Master Wayne.
Going to the Batcave.
No salt in it next time.
Speaking of Batman, I saw the trailer for Justice League. Thought I'd throw that in there.
Who All right, good. Cares about superheroes?
Especially
anymore?
DC.
We need to make a country song
right.
Where we sing about who cares about country.
I don't care if you're wearing a cape. I just want to leave. Try to escape my movie.
And part two.
It's not so groovy. Hello?
I'm waiting for
nobody's left.
I thought it was a duet.
Yeah. Oh.
Dolly Parton.
I can't do it anymore. Don't care about you. You need to stop wearing a cape.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to choke you with my wrist.
See, this I would buy. With my wrist.
I don't know. Trying to find
something. Can't choke me because I got superhero powers.
I'm going to play you what a country duet song should sound like. Yeah. Alright.
That's an island in the stream.
Country 95, Keith Urban, featuring Carrie Underwood. It's The Fighter on Country 95.2. The Bullshit. This is a country song.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's a country song.
By
Let
Chromeo?
That sink in.
No, it's not. Chromeo is doing the background?
Yeah.
It is a precious heart.
Come on. Jeff's over there kvetching. You hate this, don't you?
You're going to get in trouble.
No, we're not.
We're not.
Wait, here we go. Nashville. Country.
What if I fall?
Oh,
what if I cry?
I'm going to wreck.
I love how Keith Urban's shirt is torn.
Is this why you hear it every morning?
I like this song.
So do I, actually.
Yeah, as long as you don't know it's a country tune.
It's not country.
New country.
There's a funny video of Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman singing it together in their car.
James Corden?
Apple Music.
Well, that's his wife.
What makes this country? His affect and his voice?
No, because he was a country.
He's Australian. And well, as we all know, Autumn does a great Australian accent, if you were listening.
I've got me a bottle
baller. Didn't like that.
I'll be your kangaroo. All
right. Don't eat me.
Just eat some kangaroo.
Don't eat a kangaroo.
Kill him with a rock. All right, September 22nd, Amazon Prime. You got Transparent returns for season 4. That's a good show.
I like
Fuller House season 3. I've seen as many episodes of Fuller House as I have of Full House.
I watched a few episodes of the original Full House.
It's tongue in cheek.
But I was never into it.
Here's something I'm looking forward to. Mike Judge presents Tales from the Tour Bus.
Yeah, what's
Cinemax.
You're banned from that show until you watch Silicon Valley.
Nope. I am not going to ever watch Silicon Valley.
Why?
You're nuts.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
No, but why are you so against it?
I'm not. It's just
it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's
so good.
Mike Judge, and you can't watch his new show until you've caught up on Silicon Valley.
Nah, I can do whatever I want. Also, I heard the King of the Hill might be coming back.
You're banned from that, too, until you get caught up.
Oh, Luan.
Baloney.
You can play Luan.
Oh, that's pretty good.
What's her name is dead.
You could actually get that job.
Huh? I think I would like to, Luan.
That was very...
I can do a little Bobby, too. Bobby. Oh, Dad. No, Dad.
That was very nice, Luan. You got to hand it to Billy Jack. He wasn't looking for trouble.
Do Tom Petty's character.
Tom Petty's character? Yeah, what is his name?
Oh.
Hey, Luan.
Yeah.
Hey, Uncle Hank.
What was his name?
I forgot your name.
We're getting married, Uncle Hank.
Yeah. Not much is really known about the series. I'm looking at the Nerdist, and the Nerdist would know, but this is from January.
Nah, they're just in talks right now.
Anything Mike Judge does, though, I'm interested.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll watch the other goddamn fucking
Silicon
show.
Valley. You got it. It's hilarious.
It's so good.
What's his name? Martin Starr.
Martin Starr.
Yeah. Yeah.
September 24th, 60 Minutes returns for its 50th season.
How old are you, Tim?
What are you talking about?
why are you touting 60 Minutes?
Because it's 60 Minutes. It's a cultural icon.
It is.
Season 50.
You know, I watch a lot of TV.
That's what I was waiting for.
Did you ever wonder why?
Did you ever wonder if you'd live to be on every season of 60 Minutes? We're all dead. I don't have friends. I have acquaintances.
Also premiering that night on their app. It's also on CBS.
Right, it's going to be on the channel, too.
Star Trek Discovery.
Well, what are you poo-pooing?
Did you watch Orville?
Orville was fucking hilarious.
Was it good?
We have to talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about Orville. We'll get back to it.
Go for it.
What did you like about it, Jeff?
I liked the fact that it's basically Star Trek.
Isn't it the next generation?
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
I called it Star Trek the next generation.
That is such a...
How was the humor, though? Was it hilarious?
It wasn't hilarious, but there were a couple funny moments.
Most of the humor was very funny. The divorce, she's my ex and she cheated on me. I mean, that got tiresome. Yeah. But if that's your only complaint...
Did you like it when the dude exploded that blue stuff all over?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
But, even the ex-wife stuff, it wasn't just put on the table like she's my ex-wife and we're gonna make jokes about it. It was used to further the plot along, which I really appreciated.
I love that meta humor when they're talking to the evil whatever. What do they call the Krill?
The Krill.
Yeah. The Krill. He's talking to the leader and he's like, "Could you move over? You got a weird thing going on there." And it's great because it's just enough to make you laugh. But it was a good science fiction show.
Yeah, it was. I was saying on The Doctrine today that it was the pacing was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
It had that next-gen pacing at the front half of it.
And who's that guy really doing the Brett Spiner impersonation?
That's great.
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was Brett Spiner.
Me too. I looked him up. I did too.
I went on IMDb. Is
it him? Data?
Yeah. It's a robot.
It looks expensive too.
Is this the first show that Seth MacFarlane has been in as Seth MacFarlane? And not an animated?
No.
What else has he been in? I can't think.
I don't know.
You mean it's a TV show, movies. Not a movie?
Yeah,
right? Has he been on TV as a regular actor? Not as himself, but you know what I mean.
And he played that big brain guy on Aqua Teen.
Right, but I'm saying, thing that's not animated.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway. Sleep up, dear.
Well, who's hosting that after show for Star Trek?
Talking Trek?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who is it?
I don't know.
Ugh, is it Chris Hardwick? Get out of here with these talking shows.
It's CBS. I don't think he can.
Talking Trek. Let's see. Who's the host? Talking Trek is a television series scheduled to be released. Blah, 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 blah. It doesn't say here who's hosting it. It doesn't matter. I'm never going to watch it. So if you guys. Yeah, Chris Hardwick. Seen enough of him.
Yeah, I don't need to. And I don't. I hated those things for Walking Dead where they were just like masturbating about the episode they just watched.
Yeah. I masturbated during it. September 26th, you got The Return of the Mick. That was a funny
show. Yeah.
It was
good.
Very funny show. September 27th is a big night. You got Survivor Cycle Woo-hoo! 31. Do you watch that, Autumn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Survivor.
I took a huge break. I think I took like a 15-season break.
Cycle,
sorry.
Let's see. The Blacklist. I watched the first season of that. That was a good show.
Survivor's a lot different now, though, than it used to be.
Why, do they kill each other?
No, but
they rape and fuck.
Everything is a reward challenge.
Yeah, it's all challenges, and then they did away with a lot of the stuff that they used to do, like the conniving, like between the challenges, or right after the challenge when the team lost, they would go back to the camp, and then if they knew they were going to have to eliminate somebody, there would be like an act where, like a commercial break or whatever, where they would do the conniving, like, I got to do this, I got to do that, and do this, and my alliance, and blah, blah, blah. And they kind of did away with all that, and they, like, lose, and then they go straight to tribal council.
Oh, you don't, I think that there's a lot of, like,
I mean, there's a lot of that in between, like, just,
yeah.
But not like it used to be where there was a lot of conniving. Mm.
I think it's crazy how much food they're getting. Like,
yeah,
I said,
a lot of food.
Everything is like what you're playing for. Oreos wrapped in peanut butter and a glass of milk. Like everything.
They
got to
up the ante on that chick with like Naked and Afraid where they get nothing. You ever watch Naked and Afraid?
No, not really. I've only like glanced.
It's like Survivor, but it's only two people and they get literally nothing. No clothes even.
No shoes. I saw that someone's like foot was all swollen and disgusting.
I don't know that I could do that. No shoes. Plus, I wouldn't want you, but they wouldn't have to blur out my dick.
It would retract.
Oh, it's up in the, it's cold.
I was in the pool.
I am working on growing my foreskin back. That's where you have to put fish hooks in the back part and let you put
Smart.
Weights on them.
No one wants to hear about that.
Why?
Restoration,
I think everybody was.
Foreskin restoration?
Yeah.
Project?
You were robbed.
Yes, I was robbed.
That could be a reality
show. It
doesn't
work, though, because you don't have those same nerve endings that you had.
They come back.
Do they?
No, I don't
know. Nerve endings do grow back.
Yeah, see?
All right, well, let's document this.
No, I'm not really
Get some
it.
Silly come putty on. And just put it in the end.
What a piece of gum on it.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, let's blow through the rest of this.
The Goldbergs comes back that night, too.
Yeah, Law and Order, SJW, The Goldbergs, Modern Family,
Goldblings.
Designated Survivor, which is just 24, Empire. September 28th, you got Grey's Anatomy, so I know what my wife's watching, and How to Get Away with Murder, so I'm completely screwed that night on TV. Thursday Night Football returns, and without Phil Sims. Will and Grace returns for its revival, Chicago Fire, and Startup on Crackle.
It's Tony Romo now, right?
I watched the first episode of Startup. It was pretty good.
Can you watch it already? Really? Is it? Wait, Startup?
On Crackle.
Oh, really?
I don't know what the fuck that
is. I don't have Crackle.
Is it Crackle like a snack?
It's
a candy bar, like Nestle's Crunch, isn't it?
Yeah, with a K.
It's got the red wrapper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
September 29th, Marvel's Inhumans.
They're filming that here.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but terrible stuff about it.
Don't care about a superhero storyline.
I'll be the fatter. MacGyver.
They're filming that here, too.
Hell's Kitchen.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see.
Hell's Kitchen.
Tin Star on Amazon Prime.
I dropped out of Hell's Kitchen like two or three seasons ago.
I watched one.
Yeah, Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah.
Hell's Kitchen's the one where they compete to be.
Where it's all like people who are not actually chefs.
Right.
Yes.
Like, I empty the trash at a restaurant.
That's the Gordon Ramsay show, isn't it?
Yeah. One where he took them all out in the field and said, all right, cook this trout.
It's rule.
September 30th, which is a Saturday, SNL returns for its 43rd season with Ryan Gosling and Jay-Z. Let's see. I also put October 1st, Family Guy and The Simpsons return with a terrible, probably boring Simpsons episode and a funny Family Guy. It premiered on September 8th. I'm going to talk about movies. Mother premieres this weekend, September 15th.
You're noping that, but I'm looking forward to that.
No, I'll watch it on I was cable.
Was Darren Aronofsky? Come on.
I know. I love Aronofsky, but...
And I love Black Swan. You know, even his more recent stuff is great.
I didn't like Black Swan.
You kidding me? The Wrestler.
So good.
American Assassin. That looks good. Kingsman The Golden Circle. I'll be awesome. Seeing that. I love the Kingsman movie. Battle of the Sexes.
That looks really good, too.
It does look good. It's a movie about the Billie Jean King and What was his name?
Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs tennis match. American Made.
44 years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Flatliners. I didn't know they were remaking that.
Oh, God, that looks terrible.
I know it does. However, I like the way they changed the plot, at least.
I know. You think it looks terrible? I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be phenomenal, but I was intrigued.
Yes. All right, guys. That's your fall preview. We'll talk
speaking of Family Guy.
Yeah, what about it?
October 1st.
Yeah, what about Family Guy?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. I know Ira is as well. Go ahead. Tell everybody.
Yeah, we may be talking to a voice on the Family Guy.
Yeah.
Someone near and dear to Ira's heart.
Yeah.
And yours. Come on, everybody likes the jerky boys. Are you kidding me? Johnny Brennan.
Brennan.
We're trying to line up an interview with Johnny Brennan for the podcast.
He's going
to
bring his shoes and his glasses.
Yeah, let me speak to Sparky.
Speaking.
Sparky the Clown. How you doing, Fruitcake?
Not too bad. Who's this?
All right, this is Frank.
Frank
Rizzo. Listen, I need you for a gig.
Okay.
What do? Backflips? You jump up there in a silly suit? What do?
Is this for a child's birthday, or?
Well, it's going to be like a little, got a little scene going over here. A few people laying around the house and shit. It's going to be like a little funny thing. You can get involved if you want, but we want you to do some juggling.
Throw some
fucking fire bombs up and all that shit.
I don't do any of that.
All right, what do you do?
I do a magic show and balloon sculpturing.
All right, so you could fire some shit in the house. You got some knives and shit you could bring?
No, sir.
All right, well, tell me what you do.
I do a magic show, sir.
All right, you don't juggle nothing?
No, sir. What day are you looking at?
Friday?
I don't know, Friday.
That's Jerky Boy Sparky the Clown. I believe that's on the first CD. But
and that's Johnny.
Second CD, yeah, Johnny. Second CD has my favorite call of all time. Is Jim around?
Well, I'm his mother, and I don't get it.
That's what I want to I want to hear if we get to talk to him. I want to hear you doing the other people.
Okay.
Like the mom.
Yeah.
Or the wife. Or
well, her. I don't get it. Yeah. I wonder what that interview would be like.
Oh, it's going to be fun. You better be here for that.
Yeah, I will. He's been on Stern a bunch of times.
Not in a long time.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, anyway. Yeah, Jerky Boys is a classic.
I love the Jerky Boys so much. I saw the movie in the theater.
Yeah.
Did you?
I never saw that movie.
Alan Arkin's greatest work of all time.
But, yeah, I mean.
Who's Frank Rizzo?
The first disc I know like the back of my hand. Second disc I kind of know. And, you know, you got more than me with the other ones.
Oh, you don't know the later ones?
I mean, like, I've heard them, but I don't know them.
Vince Pastore is in Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, here we go. This is from Jerky Boys movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, put Tony on. Is he there?
Yeah, who's calling?
Look, Jerky, I don't need to talk to you.
You don't need to talk to me? Who the hell is this?
Get me Tony, I said.
Okay, hold on.
I'm eating my lunch. Who is it?
I don't know. He wouldn't say.
Both of these guys are on The Sopranos. Anyway, so you can watch it.
This movie was bad, though, right?
It was a terrible movie, but it's great at
the
same time.
It's a cult classic.
Yeah, cult classic. So hopefully Johnny Brennan will be on the show this month, right?
Yeah, maybe next week, maybe 2 weeks.
Yes, and speaking of The Sopranos, we would be remiss if we did not say goodbye to one of the best character actors.
Break up my party.
Oh, my God.
Drinks are on the house.
Hey, I don't need to drink with juice. Autumn, do you know Frank Vincent?
Yes, I do.
Yes?
Yes.
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull.
Yes.
Raging Bull, he's in that. He's in Casino. Yeah. He's in Goodfellas.
Of course.
On The Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Philly
Leotardo. I know. I feel like I've seen him in a million gangstery things.
He's got an interesting story, too. I can't remember like how he got into it. Wasn't he just Pesci's friend?
Maybe.
I think he and Pesci were just childhood friends, and Pesci just got him in.
Yeah.
On Raging Bull, I think.
Well, they called him the Shah of Iran.
Really?
Yeah.
He was in Casino.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, that what happened with you and Salvi that night? Oh, that night down at the Copa when I was banging and smacking his head back and
forth.
He was in Do the Right Thing.
That was Opie and Anthony. Mm. Whoops.
Yeah, he's been in everything. Well, anyway, he passed away today.
Who'd he play in Do the Right Thing?
He just had a small role.
Oh, okay. No, He was a great actor, great character actor. Very, he did look like the Shah of Iran, which is what they called him.
Kind of looks like Tony Bennett.
He does kind of look like
Bennett. All right, Tony Bennett. Yeah.
But he's, you know, the famous line. Already you get you're your getting fucking shine fresh. Box. You know.
Tommy. Yeah.
But, yeah, he's go get your fucking shine box.
Yeah.
And that's,
78, I guess he had complications from heart surgery.
Yep.
Jeez.
Well, rest in peace, Philly Leotardo, a.k.a.
Frank Vincent.
Exactly. All right, guys, you ready to do your staff picks? Because I got to wrap it up and go home to the warm house.
You don't have any power.
Yeah, I know. That's why I got to get home. Just stare at the wall.
You want us to just start with it? Can I bring up Room 104? You guys watched all of those?
I haven't watched any of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you did.
We've talked. Steph was into it, so we talked about
it. Well, I'll wait then. I thought you had seen it.
I'll do mine real quick because I already talked about it.
Go for it.
South Park season 21 debuts tonight. South Park's take on the current affairs. Current issues.
Not so much on the Trump this season, right?
I don't think it's going to be one long episode either. I hope everything's episodic.
Yes.
Which the other thing I liked about the Orville is that the episodes are going to be self-contained. None of this dragging it out bullshit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the Klingons aren't pro-Trump. Anyway, go ahead.
Jeff?
Room 104 is pretty good. Mine is another podcast. It's a little short. 30-minute podcast hosted by Adam Savage. It's called Origin Story. It's put out by the Sci-Fi Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And he just talks about geeky shit with people. Like, he had Hardwick on. He had Frank Oz on. Kevin Smith, Neil Gaiman, Ron Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And they're real good. They just talk about, you know, like Star Wars, Star Trek, how they got into becoming a fan of sci-fi and that kind of stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah, the Kevin Smith one's really good. It talks about, like, what he did before the internet, when, like, what geeks used to have to do, like, read Fangora magazine and shit. It's pretty good.
Cool.
Origin Story, it's called. And they're short, 30-minute-ish podcasts.
I was going to make a podcast called Origin Stories.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't.
Now I can't.
Now you're fucked.
It's ruined.
You'll be the fighter. Ira,
I know we've talked about the show *Halt and Catch Fire* on AMC.
Yeah,
in the past, I don't know if we've talked about season 3, but it just started like 2 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks.
Have we talked about it on the podcast?
No.
Have you talked about it?
You have talked about it,
but this season. Well, anyway,
we got to get that guy on the show. Keep working on that.
Well, and are me and Jeff the only people that are watching this show?
I've never seen it.
See,
Toby Hussey's coming back to do some other project. I'm not sure when, but. He's due to come back to Atlanta.
Okay, well, this show is great, and nobody
really
else I know is watching the show. And I've been shouting at everybody, going, "Are you kidding me? Come on, check it. It's on AMC."
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it.
It's really good.
It's really good. And
Mackenzie Davis.
Yeah,
she's very pretty.
Wasn't she on One Day at a Time?
No,
that's well, and I like the
dad fucker
Kelly Roche But anyway,
the girl from Scrubs.
I don't know the wife. His wife, Scoot McNairy's wife. Anyway.
Right.
Scoot.
But I like how they, you know, season one, they started off in the early 80s when they were just trying to get the new PCs out. I'm telling
it
you right now.
It sounds like what a drag queen, would say. Halt and catch fire. Like,
shit. But it's about PCs and Apple?
Back in the early 80s when they were just like Apple was starting up and IBM was starting up with the personal computers, PCs.
Okay, yeah.
So they started out. So, and then season two was kind of later on in the 80s. When that stuff was coming out, it was just before the internet was hitting.
Jeff had the Atom.
So, really?
Yeah.
So, season two was about, really, them kind of coming up with the internet itself. With
right,
the robot.
Season three.
And now season three, they're just kind of tapping into, we need a website that's going to
search. They're inventing Google.
They're inventing Google, basically.
Oh.
And Yahoo, you know, the search engines.
All right.
So they're in the early 90s now. And it's cool because all the music is from, you know, it's period.
Yeah.
So it's early 90s music, and it's just done really well. So anyway, Halt and Catch Fire is on AMC Saturday nights.
And then Mackenzie Davis was good in that Black Mirror episode that I finally watched.
Which
Did
one
you
was
watch
she
that
in?
One?
It was in season three?
Black Mirror.
Yeah, Black Mirror.
Did she fuck a pig?
No. That was only one episode.
I know.
That was the downfall of that show.
That's
was the
what
first
you'd
episode.
Like it because it's all self-contained episodes. And
I know.
And none of them tie into each other.
Well, anyway, watch that.
I got a plug for, I got a I was going to do this every week now. I'm going to get something produced, but what the wife is watching.
Oh.
I'm going to let my wife gets a pick this week.
Really?
And her pick this week is Rememory, a 2017 movie directed by Mark Polanski, written by Mark Polanski and some other guy named Mike Vukadinovich, starring Peter Dinklage, Matt Ellis, Jordana Largi. She watched it last night and I caught some of it, but she said it was good. And if you like Peter Dinklage and here, what's this movie about? The widow of a wise professor stumbles upon one of his inventions that's able to record and play a person's memory.
Ooh.
Yes.
Wow.
It's got a 6.3 on IMDb. So
it sounds very much like Black Mirror.
It does. There was an episode like that.
The one that she was on is the one where when you're dying, they send you to San Junipero.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, everybody there is, like, young.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's,
yeah,
like, 1987 all the time.
Oh, I would like that.
Yeah, and
that was a virgin.
Well, but then they...
Then they go to real life, and it's, like, a lady in an old folks' home. And,
yeah. That was a great one.
Yeah,
that was, you got to catch up on all the Black Mirror.
You know what your wife really likes when she's watching a movie with Peter Dinklage? When you start quoting Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Would you shut up?
I drink and I know things.
I said, I drink wine and I know things. She goes, what are you talking about?
I drink wine.
Oh, you guys, have you heard?
She doesn't watch Game of Thrones?
When's that My Dinner with Hervé coming out?
What?
Where he's playing Hervé Villechaine.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's a real movie. I think it's HBO.
God, he gets all the good midget roles.
Caitlin doesn't watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
I thought everybody watches Thrones.
Well, yeah. I guess not.
You guys don't watch it together? What do you guys do on a Sunday night?
We watch Ray Donovan together.
Oh, all right.
What'd you do, Ray?
What'd you do? And don't spoil it. I haven't seen it yet this week. I know it was bad.
I haven't watched it.
Autumn, you have some staff.
Yes.
I do. I'm excited about Better Things coming back.
What is Better Things?
That's Bobby Hill.
Yeah, it's with Bobby.
Oh, yeah. That show was
Pamela
good.
Adlon.
Yeah.
Pamela Adlon.
It was the season one was really cool. And season two is coming back tomorrow. Of course, I'm excited about everything on Bravo because I'm the worst. Well, okay, not everything. New Jersey's coming back.
Oh, I thought there was a show called Everything.
No, I just mean most things.
Where is Below Deck now, Jeff? Is that what
you're saying? Where is it now?
Somewhere in the Mediterranean.
What do you mean, where is it?
They were in Greece.
Oh, because they started in Tortola, where I used to live. It got destroyed by the hurricane, like really, literally destroyed.
Really?
The first season, you said they were on the Cuban Law, right? Out of Tortola.
I don't know.
Ira was telling me about it. And I think
are you talking about Below Deck Med?
No, this was the first,
like the first season
of Below Deck. Gosh. Oh, yeah, I don't remember where
they are. But they go to different places every time, a different boat every time, right?
Yeah, this is the first time that they're repeating the boat from last season.
Oh, okay.
But
Hannah's not on anymore, is she?
Who?
Hannah. Isn't it Hannah?
Hannah is on Below Deck Med. She's on the Mediterranean ones. Hannah.
Mm.
Watch that one.
Hannah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I watch that. My wife watches Below Deck, so I catch episode every now and then. She tells me to shut up because I just start insulting all the people.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's a douchebag.
Below Deck's great.
That woman's
a whore.
And
it's on Tuesdays at 9. Flipping Out is still amazing. And then I'm also I'm catching up on Leah Remini's Scientology.
Oh, yeah.
I like that show. She's a great voice.
Oh, my God. I love her nails. I'm obsessed.
She's going to be on the Kevin James show this season.
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
My boy Pete Corielli is a head writer on that show.
Yeah, they're killing off his wife and they're bringing her on.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Leah Remini, she used to be super hot, didn't she?
She looks good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's great and she's so, like, cool.
But yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that's it. That's
all you got? You're not watching non-reality stuff? Come on.
Am I watching anything now?
Watch.
Or the Orville. I watched that.
Yeah.
Watch The Deuce with us.
Oh, yeah, The Deuce.
You guys have HBO, right?
We steal HBO.
No, there you go.
No, you don't.
You don't steal
You have a username and password.
You borrow it. That's the difference. Borrow it. Eh?
My parents aren't using it to its full potential.
Ben Alluring is it with it. All right. Let's see. Okay. Ira's got a plug.
Yeah.
Do your plug.
Okay. I mentioned this last year. My wife and I are involved in this walk every September. It's for nefcure.org. It's for kidney disease. It's for helping to raise money towards research for kidney disease, mostly in children. And anyway, there's a walk at Thrasher Park this Saturday, September 16th. It's in Norcross. And we do it every year, and it's fun. The walk is just like around the block. It's really easy. But you could come and donate a little money. You don't even have to donate money. You can just come and support us. You can come and hang out. For more information, go to nefcure.org. neph.org. It's neph.org. And you'll find it, or you can go to my Facebook page, and you'll see that I've posted some stuff about it. But even if you know, you live in that area, you want to come up there, the park there is actually amazing. So if you have dogs or kids and or kids,
yes.
The playground is humongous, and they have bouncy houses and the whole thing and the face painting and all that.
Cool.
And, you know, we'll be there and we'll hang out. So come out, support. Hey,
do a little magic show, throw some fire bombs up in there.
What do you do there?
I do a magic show, sir.
That's it. That's what I got.
Jeff and I are going to be auditioning for Squidbillies.
Line. Get out of here.
I hope Jeff gets it because then I could be jealous.
I'm never going to get it.
You might. You probably get it before me. You can act. I can't act.
You can ad lib and stuff, though. I can't.
Yeah, but you can act and ad lib as well. Stephanie's also auditioning.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So that'll be next week, and we'll tell you if we got the roles or not.
No shit.
And we're going to have Dave and
maybe
Jim on the podcast.
I hope Jim comes. Yeah. I haven't seen him in a long time. Autumn, what are you auditioning for? Now you can hear Autumn
in my closet, alone in my closet every night.
Autumn, you can hear every week, Monday through Friday, along with me on the Von Hessler Doctrine, 11 to 12 on WSB. That would be News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. You can find it online if you don't live in town, or download the WSB radio app. You can also hear us from noon to 1 when we do the live podcast recording. It is on Facebook Live. You can interact with us, and so at the end, Jared will read your questions, maybe.
I listen to the podcast later in the day.
Yes, and they take both shows and they put them into a podcast.
Hey, guys.
And next week, we are going to be on Monday and Wednesday from 9 to noon. So 3-hour shows on Monday and Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
And so that's cool. Jeff, got anything to plug?
No podcast those days?
No, we will record Monday night as usual.
I heard Bieber on today.
They don't do the Von Hessler.
No. Podcast. Well, we do the podcast. We just don't record the podcast portion. We just put the show. Also, Saturday nights at 6, you can catch the Tim and Shaney B Experiment.
Oh, yeah. You got to plug your YouTube channel. YouTube.
Live on YouTube, we do the show.
Subscribe.
Go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com TNS Experiment. I'll link to it because I don't remember. Well, because it's a lot there. But you can find it on my Facebook page as well. And then go to our Facebook page and like that, the Tim and Shaney B Experiment. And also, you can go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Once you subscribe, we get a dedicated URL that we can share. We weren't able to do it this past Saturday because we were distracted by hurricane coverage. And, you know, that's definitely more important. So we filled it in and helped with that. But that'll be live this Saturday. And, of course, we'll put out a podcast and I'll let everybody know if you want to listen. It's not going to be heavy politics. It's just going to be fun. We have a good time.
Yeah.
Shane is amazing at producing things. He's a very good producer. He produces the Herman Cain Show. But he's built a TV aspect to this that's really good. We got a switcher. It's really good. Check it out if you got time. And hopefully Stephanie will be back with us next week, and we'll do a full cast here, and Autumn will join us. Thanks for being with us tonight, Autumn.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Talk to you tomorrow.
Eric going to be mad at us for poaching Autumn?
No, I asked him, and he said, why would I? I don't care.
Go watch that Real Housewives of Crapola.
You know he's 53 years old.
Who?
Eric.
Mm-hmm. And 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah. Yes. All right, guys. You got to say this with us now if you know what we're going to do here. Until next week, please remember to
keep it canon.
Try that again. Keep it canon.
Go get your fucking shine box.
Two Faces Radio.